You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now!
You've got issues.
And your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is...
What's your problem?
How do people find the boys, Jeremy?
We have a station website. It's mix100.com. And our little Dom and Jeremy link is up at the top of that. Or you can find us on the social. We're big into Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
This one came in through Facebook. This is from Derek. And I got to say, in a couple of respects, he made me laugh here. He starts by saying, boys, I need a ruling from the judges. That's you.
Okay, let's do it. I got my little hammer here. My gavel.
He says, I just discovered that my wife brings her own personal bar of soap into the shower each time because she says sharing a bar of soap with me is, quote, gross and disgusting.
Wow.
End quote. Derek puts in all caps, it's soap. Can't nothing be cleaner than that? Then he writes, will you please use this as one of your five calls says it all things. Is she the only wife out there who won't share a bar of soap with the man she supposedly loves? And then he probably closes this note with the best closing sentence of any request ever for a five call says it all. He says, your show is great, but I will stop listening if this doesn't go my way.
Rare. Dang.
Then he put a ha ha. Let's talk about this. Now, you don't use a bar of soap.
First of all, who uses a bar of soap? What is this, prison?
Raises
what
his
are
hand.
You, a child?
I love
There's
the bar of soap.
So many better options in liquid soap nowadays.
I don't like soft soap in the shower.
Really? The bar of soap is so strange to me. But that being said, like Nick Nack and I, we don't use the bar. We use the liquid soap. And we used to share a loofah until I finally at some point was like, I can't do this anymore. I need my own loofah. So it's very similar to sharing the bar of soap. We were sharing the loofah because there is something about the action of the scrubbing of the bar, you know, under your arms, you're scrubbing, you're exfoliating, it's in your butt crack. You're like, I can't do this anymore. I need my own funk. Even though, yes, we had a baby, we make out, I still can't do the sharing in the shower.
I just chuckle over a man talking about his loofah. I mean, that's funny to
it
me.
It will change your life.
It won't ever have a chance to change my life, my friend.
It makes your skin so soft.
But let's go back to for just a second, for people who do use a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine if you are somewhere and you didn't bring your loofah with you, Jeremy.
Right.
If you're in a shower
then
at
guess
a hotel.
What? I'm going to Walgreens.
And there's a bar of soap. What are you going to do?
Housekeeping, we need a second bar of soap, please. Knock, knock, knock. Thank you. Have a great day. I'm not going to do it either.
Huh.
Nah. It's too funky.
I'm having to side with Derek on this. I just laugh. It's a bar of soap. I mean, it's...
I'd like to see one of those Q-tip swab tests on a bar of soap, you know, like where they swab a door handle or they swab a toilet seat and they swab a bar of soap and then put it in the little Petri dish and see what's growing. What's going
on?
Yeah,
but I would also like to see a study showing the number of people who have gotten ill or had any bad effects from sharing a bar of soap.
Ringworm.
The next story of that I hear will be the first story of that I hear.
It's I'm in sure my entire you pass, life. You'll pass something around with it. I'm
I've
sure
never
of
heard
it.
That in my life.
Really?
Have you?
Oh, constantly you hear about people getting ringworm from their Dove soap.
Share a story. Find it and share it.
I will find it.
Mm-hmm.
Bacteria on soap.
A reputable
let me Google that.
Not some.
I'm not
goofy
googling
website.
It because last time I googled things like that, I got the images. You made me Google hemorrhoids. I'm not googling skin issues.
The look on your face was classic, though. If we open this up for five calls, says it all. What's your prediction? How many listeners will say, "Quit being a baby, share the bar of soap," and how many will say, "Ooh"?
I will say probably 100% of our callers will say, "Share the soap, for goodness sake."
Really?
Yes,
I'm thinking 80% say, "Hell no, don't share a bar of soap."
Really?
That's funny that you and I are on certain
opposite,
sides.
Yeah.
And yet we think that people will disagree
with us. I'm very persnickety about all that kind of stuff with germs and funk and things like that.
Really?
So I think I'm above and beyond, you know. So that's why I'm thinking everyone's going to be like, ah, you're fine.
Here's our phone number. We need to know. We need to fill up the lines. If you call and it's busy, just keep hitting redial till you get through, because we're gonna need to fill up the lines at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Would you share a bar of soap? And this is with a spouse or significant other, your
yes.
partner.
Your lover.
Would you share a bar of soap? We're sharing a note that we got from Derek. He made us laugh, says that his wife refuses to share a bar of soap with him in the shower, says that she brings her own soap when she showers.
Yeah.
And she says to use the same bar of soap would be, quote, gross and disgusting. Derek's response is, it's soap, and these are his words, can't nothing be cleaner than that.
So funny.
Five right. Call says it all. Laura's the first one through. Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So let me ask you, are you a soap sharer or are you going to bring your own?
So as a self-proclaimed meat freak, I absolutely say share the soap. It's like sharing ice. It's self-cleaning. Well, the downside, though, to what Jeremy said was a loofah. Loofahs are so much dirtier than soap because you're using a medium,
Laura.
And then you have all the germs.
Laura. I'm with you. They're Laura. Foul. I won't use Laura. Those things. It seems like they are a little lab.
During the commercial break, Laura, I made the mistake of Googling soap versus loofah, and the loofah is full of mold and bacteria.
Yes.
It stays wetter longer. It's just a little breeding ground for disease.
I told.
I had no idea.
I told Jeremy. I said it reminds me of those rags in kitchens, you know, that you sop stuff up with, and then the rag just sits there and grows funk on.
I replace mine frequently, though. I will say that.
Yeah, so. Like every time.
But all of a sudden, I'm so itchy. I am so itchy.
Laura, we got to run. Thank you for your vote. She's on team soap. Johnny, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
What team are you on?
I'm on the team that says I want my own. My pubic hair or the Mrs. Pubic hair.
Oh, Johnny, we know about it. You don't have to say it.
Thanks for being on the show, I guess.
Well, I mean, he's making a point.
Steven, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas.
What's
so
up?
We've got one vote each. Are you going to
talk
share
about
soap?
Hair?
We don't need that. Are you going to share or not?
No. Yeah, no, I say I would share because, first off, I mean, you're supposed to be putting that onto like a washcloth or something. So I understand what the big deal would be. It's not like you're rubbing the bar of soap all over you. I mean, I wouldn't guess. But even still, I mean, like you said, it's soap.
See, I would rub the bar on me. You have a middleman, it sounds like, Steven.
Yeah, to me, the rag is the same as a loofah.
As the loofah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
All right, Steven, thank you
Seems
for your
like
vote.
Extra work.
So we have two for share, one for hell no. Here's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
Well, I think that bars of soap should be for your hands only. And
Totally.
And I think that, like, if you go into, like, a garage where you're getting your car fixed or something, have you ever gone into their bathrooms where the mechanics have used the soap? It's always black. So,
well, see, that's
no
the thing.
Way.
The bar
I mean,
of soap.
The germs don't stay.
The bar of soap for hands grosses me out even more. Like, if you go to somebody's house for a party and they don't have the squirt soap for your hands and they have a bar sitting there that everybody's using. That's disgusting.
Yeah. You know, the thing that disgusts me is if you go to someone's house for a party, it's not the bar of soap, even though that's a problem. It's the towel that you dry your hands
the
on.
The community
afterwards.
Towel, yes.
Yeah, that's...
You always put out paper napkins for people when you have a party.
I think
Oh,
so,
you're fancy.
Too. Yeah, Miss Manners here. I agree with her, though. Nicole, thank you. That makes it 2-2. We've got two more calls, though. This might actually end up tied. We'll see. Hello, Sonny. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. So I am on team share the soap. Who cares? It's soap.
It's soap, and that's your spouse, right?
Yes, it's your spouse. My husband and I share a bar of soap. We have never gotten any kind of weird funguses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And my question is, why does he care if she's bringing in soap into the bathroom? If she wants to bring her home own soap, who cares?
It sounds like she's just being so sneaky about it, though. Like she's like, you know.
He says he just found out.
She's hiding it.
I guess he's like, thank you for your call, Sonny. We appreciate your vote. I guess it could be that kind of thing. Is like he's taking it as a personal affront.
Right.
That what she's saying is that he is so foul, she can't have anything that touches his body touch her body.
Right.
Of course,
right.
We could bring up a few things.
Again, yeah. Yeah.
Time for one more. It's Angela. Angela, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning.
So what do you think about Derek's issue?
I think I'm okay with the sharing. It doesn't really bother me either way. But I wanted to mention that there was a Friends episode with Chandler and Joey about this very thing. They were sharing the soap, and Chandler couldn't believe it. Or no, Chandler was like, it was self-cleaning. It's soap. And Joey was like, well, what's the first thing that you wash and what's the last thing that I wash?
Right, right. You're going butt to face.
Angela, thank you for the call. Isn't there a Friends episode about everything?
Pretty much. It's like that in Seinfeld, yeah.
But she said she doesn't really care. And you know what? For Derek, not that your wife is going to care, but the vote turned out to be 4-2 in favor of it's just soap.
Sorry, buddy.